Mike was pretty emotional in there about the adversity you guys went through tonight. What goes through your mind when you see a teammate go down like that?
We know this is a tough sport, but it's not easy losing a guy like Ryan. We know how much he's cared. He's a family man. He's got a little kid, and, I care a lot about Ryan, and, we just want to be healthy. It dazed us for a little bit losing a guy like that. It's hard. We'll be praying for him. No coaches and Mr. Rooney might go see him tonight, but it was a whirlwind of emotion out there. I'm just trying to keep him calm, and you just don't want to go through that.
So players are going to go home, and some of the coaches and Mr.
Rooney and a couple of other guys, but a couple of coaches, but it won't be us. Obviously we'll be calling him, texting, but Ryan's got to get some rest. We can't go into more detail about it.
Did you catch yourself like in the huddle in between plays, thinking about it all of a sudden, even later in the game?
Not later in the game, because we were trying to get that win, but when it first happened, I was just trying to hold his hand and just keep him calm, because you don't want to go through something like that. That's just, I think everybody was quiet. Their side, our side, it's just... I didn't see the exact hit, but I heard it wasn't pretty.
It's hard to maintain focus on the game after that
play. Yeah. It took a couple of plays. I think we set for a field goal on that, but we were still thinking about it a little bit. At halftime, we tried to really settle the guys down, and just say, we got to get this W for 50. We just have to, stick together and, in the adverse situations, you just got to play for your brothers.
So does this win mean that much more because you did want to get it for Ryan?
Yeah. It wasn't just the AFC North game, but, to lose one of your guys in the first series, a little bit shell-shocked. So just try to rally around each other and just keep playing.